on, Bro Mingo? It's your boy Jerry, the TRXpert Washington, and I'm here in the basement of General Fitness Company Studios recording episode number 25. The quarter. We have reached the quarter century mark. Yeah, buddy. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about rest and recovery. Yeah, buddy. So I wanted to talk about this today because I'm going to be leaving off to my alma mater, Gustavus Adolphus College, out in St. Peter, Minnesota, and I am not sure right now what my workout routine is going to look like or what my work routine is going to look like. This is supposed to be like one of those I just need to get away from it trips. So I feel when I get away from it, I just kind of go a little stir crazy. So I don't know. Maybe I just need to get used to getting away from it. But like I said, I wanted to talk about this today because it is actually very important to know how to recover and what to do to recover. All right. So the reason why I wanted to talk about this in this way is because when you recover or when you take the time to recover, you actually give yourself more energy, and you have more of a probability of being successful in the future. So we're going to talk a little bit about recovery, how you can recover, and of course we're going to apply that to your real world life lessons, which I kind of already alluded to just a couple seconds ago, but we'll keep going into it anyways, right? So anyways, let's get ready. But before we get started with episode number 25, I just want to ask you real quick, if you've gotten any kind of value from this podcast, either this podcast or any podcast prior, I would love it. I would absolutely, positively, 100% love it if you would leave a review or share this with a friend, family, or foe. We all know our foe is. And we all know our foe is Bob from down the street, because Bob don't know anything. But if you give Bob this podcast, I guarantee you Bob will go from not knowing anything to knowing at least a little something. And you never know where I could take him. And you never know. He might just end up being your friend. So share knowledge. That's probably the most powerful thing you can share in the world besides love. All right. And to me, if we want to get real esoteric, I feel like our knowledge is a form of love. So, because to know someone is to love someone, right? So anyways, we're not going to get into that deep of a podcast today. We'll reserve those kind of esoteric talks for Fridays. But today, we're going to go strictly science and talk about your rest and your recovery. All right, so here we go. Tune up those speakers. Get ready to listen into episode number 25, because we're coming at you with some rest and recovery. Lego! All right, so here we are in episode number 25, talking about your rest and recovery. This is not going to be a super long one like yesterday. I don't know why I went off like I did yesterday, but I went off. It was like a 30-minute episode or something like that. So today we're going to try to cut it down at least shorter than 15 minutes. Who knows? We'll see where we go. We're going to try to make it quick so we can just get in and get on with our day, right? Although I do really appreciate you listening, and if you did listen to yesterday's podcast and you enjoyed that long form, please let me know with a review or you can shoot me an email as well, info@generalfitnesscompany.com. Let me know if that was something that that you fancied. So, but anyways, as I was saying, rest and recovery, super, super important. See, the thing is your muscle cells help you get stronger, right? So like when you lift a weight, and you constantly lift weights, your body breaks down so that you can, lifting weights is going to break your body down. Essentially what a workout is breaking your body down. That's why you get tired, and that's why you feel sore, all that stuff. All those things that you get after a workout, those are indicators that your body is breaking down. Now, the thing is that, like, you can break your body down, but there is a certain point where your body just says, no mas. And that's when you start running into injuries. You know, I've actually, I've had clients in the past that, you know, they want to go super hard. They work out with me and then they turn around, they go and do another workout. And they come back and they come back and do more workouts with me. And then they're always telling me like how they're all exhausted and how like they just don't have any, they just feel like super hungry all the time. And like there's indicators that'll tell you way before injury that you're overdoing it. Okay, so like if you're feeling super tired all the time, if you're having a harder time to recover from your workouts, then it may be something that you're doing that is like kind of pushing the limits. It's going over the edge. So you got to kind of look at what your workout looks like. like mentally, physically, and you gotta analyze it. So like when you're working out, it's not all about just like lifting as many weights as you can for as long as you can until you just like pass out. I mean, that's some parts of your workout are gonna be like that. I'm not gonna lie, I do that sometimes too. I work out till I'm like ready to keel over, but that's not something that you do every day. And if you are doing something similar to that every day, it's even more important that you have that rest and recovery period so that your body can build itself back up. As I said, working out breaks your body down, and the only way you can get stronger, because you can't get stronger from breaking down, you only get stronger from building up. So the only way you can get stronger and have your muscles function better, have you be able to lift more weights, have you be able to run longer and all that stuff, is to have recovery times. You know what I'm saying? There's a caveat. You can run longer if you practice doing more cardio, but the problem is that if you're constantly running, then you might run into injuries before you get to that point to where you can run further. So rest and recovery is super important. Let's talk about real quick some things you can do for recovery days. So going for a long walk, those are good things you can do. Biking, not super fast biking, not uphill biking, but you know, going for a bike ride, that's a good thing to do. Another thing I like to do is an active recovery day. Going for a hike is always good, but you know, I like to actually, my rest days are Wednesdays technically, and I do cardiovascular because like my Monday, Tuesday are, we've talked about my workout schedule, but Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday are lifts, and Wednesday is like my cardio day. So my cardio day is like a rest day for my type 2 muscle fibers. I don't want to get too scientific, but you're going to do cardio, that's going to be more your type 1, your muscle fibers that are going to be more adapt to doing longer bouts of exercise, and your type 2 is more for your anaerobic and your short lifts. So if you're doing like a running thing, or you're going for jumping on a rower or a bicycle, or even going swimming, like these are all good things to kind of give your type 2 muscle fibers and your central nervous system a little bit of a rest, so you're not doing so much explosive stuff, and gives your muscles just a time to recover. Obviously a run is going to be a little bit different than going for a long walk. So if you're doing like on those Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Fridays, if you're doing like super intense workouts, I would not say that you should be going running on a Wednesday. You should probably give yourself some time to recover, do a little walking, maybe jump on the bike or even jump in the pool just to kind of give your joints a little bit more of a break. So that's essentially what we got for today. It's not too, like I said, it's not super, super complicated today. So we just want to talk about rest and recovery, because I'm going off to do some resting and recovery pretty soon myself. So I figured that's on my mind. Let's talk about that with everyone else, because I think there's some people out there that I know that are probably going a little bit too hard in their workouts, and they might need to just scale it back just a little bit so you can get the results and the body that you want for the summer, which is coming up in only a couple weeks. So I really appreciate you listening. Let's go ahead and bring it over to the conclusion so we can round this all out and finish this episode off. Talk soon. All right, so that brings us into the conclusion of episode number 25. So proud of this one. Well, and, I'm so proud of being at episode number 25 because, you know, it's like, wow. It seems like just 3 weeks ago I was just starting my first podcast of the TR Expert Talks. Now look at us. Actually, it was about 3 weeks ago. But anyway, anyways, you know, I feel like I've had quite a bit of improvement. I tell you this much: when I first started, I was doing these, and I would like press record, and I would listen to myself, and I'm like, oh, that's terrible, and I'd delete it, and I would record another one, and it took me literally like to do an episode that was like, I think I was doing episodes that were like maybe 10 to 12 minutes long. That's probably how long this is gonna be, but I was doing episodes like 10 to 12 minutes long, and they took me 2.5 hours just to record them, just to record 10 to 12 minutes. Now I do 2.5 hours in recording and editing and posting. So it's a lot better. I'm really proud of the fact that I took something that I didn't think I could do, and I'm doing it. And I say that because I have faith that you can do something similar to that. You know, all it takes is a little hard work, and obviously just a little bit of time to rest and reflect. You know, I think I didn't get into the real world life lessons today, but if you tuned in now, you get it, right? I think it's not all about going hard all the time, but it's obviously in life, working is good. But if you have time to reflect and to understand like what you've been doing and think back on like what you've accomplished, A, you gain more confidence in what you're doing, so you want to keep going. And B, you can kind of learn from what you've been doing and improve on what's working, cut out what's not working. And I've done that there's a couple episodes that I wish I could cut out because they're terrible. I'm not going to tell you which ones they are. You just have to figure it out. So I learn on these things, and I feel like there's some ones that I really, really love that I try to kind of improve on. And I've heard some people give me some feedback on some of the episodes, so I kind of try to push it more towards that route. So all in all, it feels like, you know, you guys are kind of along on this journey with me. I'm just starting off a podcast. Podcast is definitely not my background. Journalism is not really my background. I'm just a personal trainer that has an interest in studying how the mind-body connection works and helping people create a framework so they can level up their mindset. So not only that, you know, I've said this before, but not only are you improving your physical health like most trainers preach, but you also are increasing your health in your relationships, your health in your finances, your fun, because you gotta have fun, and your spirituality, because that's important, you know? I think all four of those are really important. It's not just about the fitness, you know, it's not just about having a ton of money, it's not just about having a ton of friends, it's not just about being woo-woo and spiritual, it's that combination of all those things together that make you a complete human being, and having that ability to reflect on the things that you've done through meditation and other ways, that's what makes you a greater human being. That's what makes you live that good life that I talk about every so often on these podcast episodes. So that brings us to the end of this day's episode. Oh boy, this is episode number 25. I just want to go on forever, but you know what? You can always just rewind this and play it again, right? Yeah. So like I said, I would love for you to leave a review on Google Play or iTunes or wherever you're consuming this content, because every bit of your feedback really helps bring oxygen to the fire that is this podcast. You don't know how much it means to me that you are actually listening to my voice right now and hopefully taking heed to my advice and improving your life and just being great. So anyways, that does it for our day. Episode number 25 in the books. We'll talk real soon, and as always, keep good company.